Track 116. I'd like to tell you about the time I went backpacking around Spain. I can't quite believe it, but it was over a decade ago now. Two friends and I got very good value rail passes and traveled around Spain for 3 months. It was an unforgettable experience. We started off in Madrid because that's where we landed. We did some sightseeing, we especially loved the parks, and we ate and drank lots. Our favorite thing was, of course, the delicious ham. We liked the nightlife in Madrid too, not least eating out. It was a real experience. The locals don't go out to dinner until really late, often as late as 11 p.m. I suppose because it's so hot. So if you turn up at a restaurant early, the place is either closed or completely empty. We then went to Santiago de Compostela in the northwest, which was fabulous. And my friend is really into art, so we had to visit the Guggenheim Museum in Bilbao in the north. The weather was dreadful while we were there, so we didn't get the best impression, but even so, we enjoyed it. More people should visit that part of Spain. Then we moved on to Barcelona, Madrid's rival city. We fell in love with it. It's so different from Madrid, more bohemian in feel and more multicultural. The Gaudí architecture is so wonderfully weird, and it looks like it's from a fairy tale. We were quite sorry to leave Barcelona. After that, we saw Valencia, but not for long, unfortunately, and then we went on to Granada. What a beautiful, beautiful place! There is nothing quite like seeing the Moorish palace, the Alhambra, lit up at night. The image has stayed with me. We had wanted to visit Seville and the Extremadura region of the country, but we'd run out of money by then, so sadly we had to leave. It was a memorable holiday because I was with two good friends experiencing all these amazing cities. I don't think I could do it now because traveling so much in a relatively short time is tiring, but it was definitely the holiday of a lifetime.
Why did you choose to go to Spain?
Well, one of my friends spoke Spanish really well, so it seemed the obvious choice. I don't like going to a country without speaking any of the language. And my friend taught us Spanish as we traveled around the country. So by the end, we could order our food ourselves and talk to people, although not on any complex subjects.